My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, Sports Daily listeners, here's your chance to win tickets to the NBC World Series. You can participate once a day here. Just text the keyword STRIKE, that's STRIKE, to 20357. Each text entry will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to one of the NBC World Series games. Message and data rates apply. Good luck, everybody, on that. We'll give away some HTO in the second hour. We're talking Royals baseball here in hour number one of Sports Daily. Thanks for being with us. Over the air, on all the streams, wherever it is you're taking us in, including now on 12 News Connected. We're happy to be here with you. So the Royals get back in action here, Tommy, tonight against the Cardinals. Now, with the Cardinals, this it's a 6:45 first pitch, so it's kind of a weird start time. You'll get pregame coverage right here on KFH starting at 6:30, but it's a brief set. The Cardinals are a much better team now than they were at the beginning of the season. They have been consistently good for a little while. They sit there. They're very much in the middle of a playoff race. They've won 7 out of their last 10, and you're going to get a series here with them, and you'll have Waka tonight, you'll have Marsh tomorrow, and then you set up with your 3 big guns in the Boston series. You do like that, but you still got to get through this one, and their road games. And the Royals continue to struggle on the road. They just lost 2 out of 3 in Colorado, which they cannot do if they want to stay in this thing. They have to beat bad teams. Here we go. This is a good opportunity. I mean, I think, you know, we like to do this. What is an expectation? What can we settle for? I think a split you settle for. But there's no reason they can't take these 2 games, I think, by any means. Who do they go up against? They'll go up against Sonny Gray, who's been good, and Piante. I'm not sure how he says his name, but he's pretty good too. So it's going to be tough sledding for that offense on the road where they haven't been very good, up against 2 pretty good pitchers in that red hot Cardinals team.
Yeah, that's going to be the biggest key, as you mentioned, is how bad the Royals have been lately on the road. That's been their Achilles heel. They've got one of the best records in Major League Baseball at home, but away from Kauffman Stadium, it's just not really working out for them. And you know, if there's a way that they can kind of bottle up what they were able to do in the finale on Sunday against the Rockies offensively and parlay that into this 2-game set against St. Louis. I mean, of course, that's going to be positive for Kansas City, but that's easier said than done, again, knowing the struggles they've had on the road and knowing how much better the Cardinals have been playing as of late. You know, I think the Cardinals, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think they only have 1 All-Star selection And because, of course, they're taking
taking
the entire season into consideration, and the Cardinals were abysmal early on. But as of late, they've had several players that have really started to turn things around. And so, you know, there's still quite a bit of talent on that St. Louis team. And so the Royals have got to be, cognizant of that going into this game, that they've got to try to limit how great the Cardinals have been playing as of late. They found themselves back in the playoff hunt, the Cardinals have. They've got themselves back over 500. And this is a team that looks like they're for real, especially in the second half of the year.
I would have to, how about, here's a stat for you. Of all the teams in Major League Baseball right now that are above 500, the Cardinals are the only team with a negative run differential. So
I believe that.
I'd have to defer to Bob Lutz on this, because I don't know if that's a product of just how bad they were early. I think it is, but I'm not sure. Or, and this happens, if it's a product of when they win games, they win really close games. And when they lose games, maybe they're not as close. That happens from time to time. I would imagine it's some combination of both. We'll have to ask Bob. But isn't that strange? Of all the teams across Major League Baseball with records above 500, the Cardinals are the only team of that group that have a negative run differential, and it's not a small negative run. They're 33 in the wrong side of that, 33 runs. Basically under zero in that run differential. That's pretty wild. I don't know what that means or what to take of it. It does sort of speak to how strange a season it's been for the Cardinals, but they're hot right now, for sure. They have been, because they were real bad to start the year. You know, when we first started like projecting out parts of the schedule and looking at this, it was really before that, I don't remember when it was now, that really brutal stretch they had where they had the Yankees and the Dodgers in the same week. At that time, we were looking ahead. I'm like, oh, good. You know, there's a series against the Cardinals. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, that's not good. Now, the Cardinals and Boston look like a really tough stretch of games, which makes the Colorado run pretty disappointing. And, you know, it's been, you know, they lost the Tampa series. They lost the Colorado series. We're getting to that point where the Royals are sort of in crunch time, and I don't know either, and I think this is entirely possible. Like, they could still be so streaky that we haven't seen them come out of the cold stretch, and they could still light fire, but there are so many teams now in the race. If you look, I mean, Minnesota won again yesterday, so that puts you going into the day. Kansas City is 3.5 games back of the Twins. They're 8.5 games back of Cleveland,
yeah, Cleveland,
which I think you
last
don't even
night.
You don't even worry about Cleveland at this point. They're not something you worry about. They're a game and a half behind Boston, 2 games behind the Twins in the wild card. Sorry, so they're not just the loss column. And then 4.5 behind the Yankees in the wild card race. All three of those wild card spots are attainable for the Royals. So I think you just sort of ignore Cleveland for now. You got to worry still about Houston and Tampa underneath you. And you just win a bunch of games, as many as you can. They've won 5 out of their last 10. 500 baseball the rest of the way isn't going to be good enough. How many games have they played? They've played 92 games, so they have 70 games left. Quick math, 49 plus 35, if they went 500 the rest of the way, Tommy, is only 84 wins on the season. I believe that's correct. 70 games left, they played 92. If they go 35 and 35 down the stretch, that's not even going to be close.
Yeah, that won't be enough to get to the final wild card spot.
Not even, it may not be within 7 games of getting the final. So they have to play much better than they have in this magical wild ride of a season that we've been having. And this is why the metrics and the analytics don't like them to make the playoffs, by the way. Because all of those things know they got to be better than they've been up to this point. And that, I don't think that's possible without some moves at the trade deadline. Now, I fully expect them to make those moves at the trade deadline. I think something, analytics and predictive things don't bake in as much as maybe we do, is that they very well may have the best 1-5 starting rotation in Major League Baseball, and the fact that those things don't ever predict the streakiness of a team. And this team does appear to be insanely streaky. And at some point, they're going to hit the hot end of that streak. They just will. And they're going to win a ton of games. Will it be enough? I think you've got to raise the floor of the bat to get where they need to be. And I just don't think they can do that without a couple of moves at the trade deadline. But, you know, something else that J.J. Piccolo brought up yesterday that I thought was right, and we've talked about this too a little bit. One of the best things that can happen for the Royals between now and the end of the season is the continued improvement for MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe. That makes you need like one outfielder, right? Like if those guys can continue to be threats down in the lineup, now you probably only need one bat. Their collective OPS, I think it was Passan that had this yesterday in his thing, is so far the worst in baseball. Like, it's not close. Like, they're basically, they could do anything and improve that. It's so far below the major league average.
Yeah.
But I think they only need one, because I do think MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe are probably both better than anything they'll find on the open market. So you really just need one, and you could get an infielder. I mean, you could, but...
Oh, I think you got to go outfield. And I'm pretty sure, at least as of... maybe this was a couple of weeks ago, that the only team in Major League Baseball that had a lower OPS collectively for outfielders were the White Sox. And it's funny.
Right, yeah.
It's funny that Tommy Pham has been a name floated around because, of course, he's an outfielder for the White Sox. So, but I do understand that, you know, they've got to absolutely find a way to make that better. And to Hunter Renfroe's credit, he has started to hit the ball better than he did during, you know, before his
way
abysmal
start
to the season, right? You know, so that's good. And he's starting to hit a little bit more like the player that the Royals thought that they were getting when they signed him. But there still is absolutely a lack of overall consistent production from the outfielders. And I do think that that's got to be, really the priority. We talked about it yesterday, whether it's, you know, an outfield, corner outfielder, whoever they can bring in that's got that consistent bat. They don't need him to hit a bunch of home runs. They don't need him to be,
a
force in the lineup. They need a consistent guy who can get on base at the top of the lineup, who can play outfield. Like, that's got to be really the specific player that they look for before the trade deadline.
I thought about that so much yesterday when we talked about maybe moving Fermin up there, which I'm real fond of trying that. And we'll see what they do. This will be an interesting lineup to watch today. But if we think about, so Michael Garcia is almost certainly going to be a part of whatever they do, as are MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe. If you think about those guys as your, I don't know, 6, 7, 8, 7, 8, 9 hitters, that makes some sense, right? Like, you've got pop at that point up and down the lineup, guys that can threaten you up and down the lineup at least. But what you still lack is that leadoff hitter. It fills two needs. You need an outfielder, you need a leadoff hitter. You can probably go find, I don't even care who it is, even if it's some, like Tommy Pham, and I'd have to look at his on-base percentage, I don't have it in front of me, but like, even it just needs to be an outfielder that can play the outfield, because you don't have room for a DH. It's got to be somebody that can play the outfield, probably in center field, which makes it a little more challenging. I'm not sure if either Melendez or Renfroe, I mean, I don't think Melendez could. Renfroe, I'd have to defer to a real Royals honk on that. But you probably need a center fielder. Literally all they have to do offensively is get on base. Don't care if they hit, just like look at that specific thing. Can you get on base and can you play center field? That's it. It's all we care about here. And I think honestly, if you can do that, then you don't have to worry as much about everything. And then you just can maybe try to find some of that bullpen that you know you'll need down the stretch. But that's it. I mean, that's what they got to have. You get who is an outfielder that can play center and can get on base for Bobby Witt Jr., Vinny Pasquantino, and Salvador Perez.
That's really the key, and that's going to be J.J. Piccolo's main priority heading into the trade deadline. You can always add quality bullpen pieces. They probably should. I was an advocate last week if they were going to go out and make a trade with one of the sellers, that maybe they should try to find a way to get everything they need in one trade. And there are a handful of teams out there that they're probably going to be offering up somebody that we just discussed and described, and then also probably some bullpen pieces. I mean, you could maybe get a deal done in one big trade. I don't know how likely that is, but you could probably find a way to do that, because there are, at least right now, we know of enough teams that are selling that probably have the assets to make that happen. One note I want to go back to with tonight's game with the Cardinals. You mentioned Sonny Gray. It's actually Andre Pallante getting the start for the Cardinals tonight.
Sorry, Gray's tomorrow.
That.
Yeah,
I'm seeing that in a bunch of different places. Pallante.
No, it is Gray's tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry,
Pallante came out of the bullpen I think to start the season, but he's been their fifth starter for a while. He's pitched pretty well over the last couple of outings. He had a start on the 4th of July against the Pirates, 7 innings, only gave up 1 earned run, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. Had a good outing against the Reds on June 28th, 5 1/3, no runs, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. 4 of his last 5 starts have been pretty outstanding. So, you know, he's a guy that I don't know a ton about, but I know the Cardinals are trying to build him and grow him into a legitimate starter in that rotation, a permanent starter in the rotation. That's who Kansas City will have to contend with tonight.
So right now, Tommy, Tommy Pham, if you were to insert him right now on the Royals roster, where do you think his on-base percentage this year would slot in?
Probably somewhere around the middle, 4 or 5, I'm guessing.
4.
Yeah, 4.
He would come in and have the fourth.
Yeah.
He would have the fourth best on-base percentage. All right, we're going to postpone this break here for just a second. Let's get Mike in to talk Royals. We won't make you wait through the break with us here, Mike. What's on your mind? What's up?
Well, first of all, I want to challenge the notion a little bit that that they need to strike while the iron's hot this year. I guess I'm not buying that because I think that we are seeing players, younger players, get better. And I don't think the iron is hot this year. I think that they're a better ball team. Certainly they have been. I'm looking forward to not only the other players getting better, but they've got Kyle Wright, who was a really good starter before he went down last year, and they got him this past winter. I think, he's going to be possibly going to be a really good contributor to the pitching staff. So we got possibly another pitcher coming in that's got a really good arm. I definitely agree with the outfield situation because the minors, they really don't have, much going there as far as the minors. But you know what? There are a couple of guys that could solidify this team in a year or two. So I really don't think the iron is hot. And here's another thing. Yes, they don't have any really untouchable guys as far as being able to trade off. The farm system needs to produce. Free agents is not the answer at this point, or even guys, rentals coming in at the deadline. I think next year would be a better year. Yeah, Salvi's getting older, but you know what? I like Salvi at DH. Freddie has actually got a better, much higher percentage of nailing runners out, and he frames the ball better when he's catching it. I think he's a better catcher right now. So that's all I got. I just don't think this is the year to go all in. That's it.
Appreciate it. Mike, Kyle Wright, a 28-year-old who has a career 4.45 ERA. It doesn't excite me a whole lot.
He's had flashes.
I hope he's a great.
He's had flashes.
Yeah, I hope
his
he's
career.
Fine.
He's had
but
injuries
I'm not,
too. That's been the big knock on
he's
him.
He hasn't played this year. He's 28 years old. He's got a career 4.45 ERA. I'm not hanging the future on Kyle Wright. My point with the future is, it's a tough race this year, but your clock is ticking with Lugo, Waka, Singer. Clock's ticking there. Okay, you lose those three, and the Royals aren't contending for anything. I don't want to hear about the starting pitching down on the farm. The starting pitching down on the farm is the reason this rebuild has taken three times as long as it should have. Those guys haven't developed. So how many more good years do you have out of Salvador Perez? You don't have much left out of those three starting pitchers that I mentioned. When is the iron going to be hotter than it is right now? You take those guys off the roster and you have last year's team that won 50 games. You have to take advantage of the opportunity because it's in front of you. You know, in 2016 or 17, they said, we gotta rebuild this thing. 8 years later, it ain't rebuilt.
Yeah, I think that, you know, you mentioned that Jeff Passan article yesterday from ESPN about the pressure being on J.J. Piccolo to get the trade deadline right. I wholeheartedly agree with that. And the reason is because of what Mike just said. There's not a clear-cut answer for the Royals this year going into free agency or going into the trade deadline. You know, there are teams that are clear-cut sellers. There are teams that are clear-cut buyers. The Royals are kind of in that middle ground.
They're not sellers.
They're not sellers. We know they're not sellers. But as far as like what direction they should go, there are several different schools of thought that I'm not sure that any one of them is glaringly wrong that they shouldn't do. You know what I mean? So like, I don't know if the trade deadline comes and goes, if I'm going to be upset one way or the other, really, because I'm not sure that there's a really strong argument to be made one, you know, either way.
Well, I think they should be buyers. I think the argument there is strong. What will make that difficult is there anybody to buy? Is the price just too high on everybody? If that's the case, well, certainly they shouldn't do that. You should never pay the wrong price. But that doesn't mean they shouldn't be aggressive and try to do something. And listen, we're all on the Freddie Fermin at the top of the lineup, put him in at leadoff train. We got to take a quick break. We're up against one. We'll come back. More Sports Daily. Paul Mills coming hour number two. Brandon Zinner from Vegas. Big 12 Media Days coming hour number two. We'll wrap up hour number one right after this.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.